Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I just made a whole band. Don't whip it on, baby, no touching. Really feel like she was in. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no touching. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they caught me on dealing. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no touching. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole plan. From finessing, they call me your dealing. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole plan. That's a money in my head. In the dirt, in the air. And I do my money dance. My nigga, they 30 though. Yes, my niggas, they 30 though. My niggas might light it up. Some niggas might spite it up. I'm stacking my money, yo. I bought Super Mario. I bully the music, yo. No dance, I just hit no folks. I just want that Bentley truck. Like Tupac, I hit them up. I cross it, you criss it up. No fan, but she blow me up. Piper hard, call me Peter Piper. She my favorite lover, but I cannot buy her. I'ma stack my money till it reach the iPhone. Black and white diamond on my neck, but no cipher. Hickory dickory dock. Summer clock and the chain need a rock. She see young, they got the block on lock. So I hit her, them buff from the block. Running for that money like a runner. Catch your nigga stepping in piranhas. Wire cage just took over the summer. Wanna pull up to my mama with them bonus. Get the can, never miss a day. A spirit gang, but I might spray. Beat a nigga down like some Jay. Rockswell 88. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no children on, baby. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. They stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no children on, baby. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
From chicken, call me your crit angel. I earn my stripe like a banker. I get cash, I earn my knots like I fought with my Tyson, nigga. Play with my dog, get your dog like a vet. I never change up on my niggas like a whole tan. I never change like a quarter. Hold up my big bad in that pussy water. I just want 100 bands. Never had shit, I want it fast. Uncle 40 told me that it's on the way. I can see that Bentley parked off in the driveway. Yeah, stack that paper like a Lego. Get these squares up out my circle like a waffle. I told my mama we gon' get 100 mil. I gotta get it for land in that coffin. And now these bitches pass around like an offer. They jumping in and out her water like a dolphin. I said I gotta stay down, I'm tryna get it. I'm staying down like a midget. I just made a whole band and I won't stop. I'm moving forward, still playing on that block. Not talking candy, man, I'm tryna get the payday. I'm all about my Benjamin like Craig and Day-Day. But when they catch, I raise my hand like the Nene. Since I'm getting canned like a clock to hang around. I came in with you nigga like KKK. How these niggas fake?
Yeah. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no shooting on, baby. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on, baby, no shooting on, baby. My girl looking like she was in. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
Oh, now it's an ABC. We're good, ABC. It's the weekend. We
might be on Channel 21 or something.
We should get one game at least tomorrow. Question for Sunday game. See, it's a game Sunday.
You're down to see what's going on.
till I'm sitting fatter. Divided we found, hope my team come together. Much love for the cheddar, shout out to Level for making my pockets way out like some metal. Kyler YK, we jump in the booth, spitting so much that we might lose our tooth. No love for a bitch, cause they all gon' get loose. Catch her by herself and watch what she do. Money flipping like it's on a trampoline. Got a bad bitch ass like a tangerine. Hold up on the surf, call it Maybelline. I'm so hungry for the paper, eat the table clean. Got a news feed to let you know I told a Glock. Hating for the first nigga cause he getting shot. Come between me and mine, get your head locked. Started from the bottom, now we really at the top. Sending tracks out, nigga, check your mailbox. Now we running to the money like a red box. All these clips with me, you can call me Red Box. Man, this new pussy tighter than some dreadlocks. But I'm old school, only thing I wanna top. I'm from a city made of gold, you can get robbed. These niggas acting like some hoes, call them Betty Bop. Better never come out. Wait, this ain't no fitty walk. Mind on my money, ain't got time for no bitches. Tell them move around, tryna stab me a bitch. Check me sure that my niggas sit. They gon' hold it down. Got my mind on the paper, I ain't fucking with a hater. Tell them move the fuck around. Wanna put on an act, bet that 40 make your bad back. Shut the bitch down. Mind on my money, ain't got time for no bitches. Tell them move around, tryna stab me a bitch. Check me sure that my niggas sit. Gonna hold it down. Got my mind on the paper, I ain't fucking with a hater. Tell them move the fuck around. Wanna put on an act, bet that 40 make your bad back. Check the bitch down.
Mind on my money, money on my mind. I had to grind to get it. I ain't have a dime of penny. Only had rhymes and fitties. I wasn't fine, just living. Chasing my grind, you witness. Now I get high with women. Let me remind you, bitches. I don't need five little bitches. I see dollar signs in cities that I'm trying to visit. So move around. I ain't had shit till I went and got it. A lot of niggas try, but they can't copy. Yeah, a lot of niggas try, but they ain't got it. I put on for my niggas, now they ain't robbing. With my mama out the hood and my niggas hobby. Then pull up in the hood and a new Rolex. Show the hood we eating good, then feed everybody. Yeah, I wish a nigga would, that's on everybody. But what a hater say, cause he ain't on my mind, nah. I'm on a paper chase, and that's all the time, y'all. Can't let them get in the way, gotta stay on my grind, y'all. That's how I live every day, ever since I've been fine, y'all.
Mind on my money, ain't got time for no bitches. Tell them move around. Tryna stab me a bitch. Check me sure that my niggas sit. They gon' hold it down. Got my mind on the paper, I ain't fucking with a hater. Tell them move the fuck around. Wanna put on an act, bet that 40 make your bad back. Shut the bitch down. Mind on my money, ain't got time for no bitches. Tell them move around. Tryna stab me a bitch. Check me sure that my niggas sit. Gonna hold it down. Got my mind on the paper, I ain't fucking with a hater. Tell them move the fuck around. Wanna put on an act, bet that 40 make your bad back. Shut the bitch down.
Yeah. I just made a whole man. I'm whipping on baby, no children. Really feel like she was in. I just made a whole band. From whipping no baby, no children. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finessing, they caught me a villain. I come to take over your village. Just slam my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole plan. From finessing, they call me your dealing. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole plan. That's a hundred in my head. Then I do it in the air. And I do my money dead. My nigga, they 30 though. Just my niggas, they 30 though. My niggas might light it up. Some niggas might sprite it up. I'm stacking my money, yo. I bought Super Mario. I bully the music, yo. No dance, I just hit no folks. I just want that Bentley truck. Like Tupac, I hit them up. I cross it, you criss it up. No fan, but she blow me up. Piper hard, call me Peter Piper. She my favorite lover, but I cannot break her. I'ma stack my money till they read the Eiffel. Black and white diamond on my neck, but no cipher. Hickory dickory dock. Summer clock and the J need a rock. GC Young, they got the block on lock. So I
running for that money like I'm running. Catch a nigga stepping in piranhas. Wirecrack just took over the summer. Wanna pull up to my mama with them bonus. Get the can, never miss a day. A spray gang, but I might spray. Beat a nigga down like some J. Rocks well 88. I just made a whole band. From whipping no baby, no children, no baby. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me a villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children, my girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me a villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From chicken, call me Uncle Angel. I earn my stripe like a banker. I get cash, I earn my knots like I fought with my Tyson, nigga. Play with my dog, get your dog like a vet. I never change up on my niggas like a whole tan. I never change like a quarter. Hold up my big bad and that pussy water. I just want 100 bands. Never had shit, I want it fast. Uncle 40 told me that it's on the way. I can see that Bentley parked off in the driveway. Yeah, stack that paper like a Lego. Get these squares up out my circle like a waffle. I told my mama we gon' get 100 mil. I gotta get it for land in that coffin. And now these bitches pass around like an offer. They jumpin' in and out her water like a dolphin. I said I gotta stay down, I'm tryna get it. I'm staying down like a midget. I just made a whole band and I won't stop. I'm moving forward, still playing on that block. Not talking candy, man, I'm tryna get that payday. I'm all about my Benjamin like Craig and Day-Day. But when they catch, I raise my hand like the Nene. Since I'm getting cash like a clock to hang around. I came in with you nigga like KKK. How these niggas fake?
Yeah. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children, no baby. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children, no baby. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
Hey, 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 we are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. And how you doing, D-Ham?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I'm here in Washington, and I'm at the Starbucks here. And we're going to do the show from here. Yeah, and give me some nice java while we got things going on here. Yeah. Kiko Amani is supposed to be coming by here a little later for an interview, so we're going to interview him and talk with him a little bit and try to get things going. How's your weekend going thus far?
Oh, man, you know, it's pretty good, no complaints. You know, I'm blessed to be alive to see him, see each day.
I'm
thankful for every day I wake up. I don't care how it turned out. If it's good or bad, I'm still thankful for it because I was alive to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, how's it going down there in Chocolate City? You know, you a busy woman, man, you know, because you be on the move. You be.
Yeah, man. I got a lot going on right now. And it's everything
you got a lot
is
going on.
Yeah, everything is coming down on me at once, and it's just like I'm overwhelmed. But I'm trying to get everything done at the end, you know, to be worth it. But right now, I'm really overwhelmed, and I'm going to have to figure out some way to juggle some of this stuff better than what I'm doing. And that's my main goal. But since I've been
You got to get you a planner. You need to get you a date planner. You can't be trying to bunch everything in at one time.
Well, yeah, it's not that. It's just like every day is something planned, and it's not just a little something. It's a lot of something. And, you know, I'm just going to have to cut some of these somethings out, you know, that's not really helping me right now. But as far as Washington, I'm having a good time. I'm getting a lot of work done as far as recording. I'm working on a web TV series we're going to be doing. the Dero Records, and you can find that over on YouTube and check out some of the previous things okay. that Rock has done. So I'm excited about working with him and really waiting to see how this thing is going to come out, because we did some more shooting last night, and it was pretty cool. I enjoyed myself.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because I know you've probably seen some of it on the TV, but about the two police officers arrested in Louisiana for the fatal shooting of the six-year-old on Friday.
The nine-year-old? Oh, a six-year-old got
shot? Yeah, he was
six. I haven't heard about that one yet.
Okay, well, this is the thing. Two police officers were arrested in a fatal shooting of a boy 6 years old on Friday. It said that both officers were working side jobs as city marshals, and I don't understand how you go from one job to the next as a side job. But anyway, officials said they were both on side jobs. And Derek Stratford, 32, and Norris Marshall. Norris Greenhouse, the 23. Mm. And they were arrested and charged with second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. They shot the young boy five times, in the head and the chest area, and he was killed. And they shot the father also, and he's in critical condition. So, this happened on Friday, and they were arrested by Tuesday. And I feel like this is a terrible thing that happened, and I don't understand how, okay, they're saying that they were in a pursuit with this guy and this little boy, and this little boy has autism. So I don't think that their dad would have just took off like that, you know, knowing that his son is in the back seat and he's already ill. You know what I mean? I just don't think that he would have done that. I don't know what was going on out there, but it just seems real funny to me.
That sounds crazy. I mean, like, they just shot. I mean, what were they shooting at? It's got to be more to the story.
They were in a pursuit with him, and I'm trying to figure out why. Why were they in a pursuit with him? And
he was in a pursuit of the dude and his child.
Right. And I guess that gave them, I don't know what the pursuit was about, and this is what everybody's trying to get down to the bottom to. Like, what were they doing? Like, what were you pursuing him for?
I mean, but you shot a six-year-old five times.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the six-year-old was not a threat. If you had to shoot him five times.
Why would you open fire on the car not knowing if there was an infant or anything in the car? I mean, like, some of this stuff is just unreal.
I mean, the police is getting out of hand today, man. You know, I mean, they holler about gangs and stuff. They the biggest gang. They the most scariest gang it is. Because they got rights to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like this. I mean, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to happen behind this. The officers will probably lose their jobs.
Well, I would say that nothing is going to not happen to them, because these were not just African-Americans or, you know, any other minority. These were other kind of people. So I think that they're gonna look at this a little bit more carefully than they normally would. And it's one of them things.
I think the police system needs to reevaluate their officers. The ones that are there now and the ones that are coming. I just think they need to do a better evaluation of them, because it's some crazy people that's police. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a scary thing.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of weak people that are being placed in a position to have authority, and that's not
right.
Good.
Right. Most officers are people who got picked on in school, and all that, you know, just wasn't popular, and so they decided, I'm going to become a police, and, you know, I'm going to make everybody else's life a living hell.
Right, right. I don't know, it is crazy. Hey, Rudy, did you hear about the fatal shooting out in Louisiana?
No, I ain't heard about it, man. I've been caught up in some madness myself right now.
Yeah. Hey.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it was interesting. You know, it was one of the trending topics that people were discussing. And so I hope they get down to the bottom of it, you know, because that's really sad that a six-year-old lost his life in such foolishness as that. So,
that is very sad. I mean, that's the second. I just heard about a 9-year-old out here where I'm at. A 9-year-old got killed. It was gang-related. They were trying to get to his father, so they killed the little boy to get at his father for gang. I don't know what gang, or I just know it was gang related, and they killed the 9-year-old. They said they lured the 9-year-old. They lured him away from
to an alley,
and they killed the boy because of his father and what his father's ties are.
I don't know, man. I don't jump on stuff like that because it might have been something a lot deeper than that. I mean, I'm not justifying the loss of a child and nothing like that, man. But when you're in that type of lifestyle and stuff like that, it's like you got to be conscious of what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's like I live that lifestyle. And I mean, I see people all the time doing dumb shit that I never understand. I mean, you see it on Facebook. You see it where you live at. Dudes be out there. Chicks be out there with their kids and stuff around their baby daddies with bandanas tied on their head and flags and stuff on. Dressed in little hood colors, or, you know, the color of their hood Jordans, and, you know what I'm saying, little team hats that represent the neighborhood and all that stuff. So it's like, it's a lot of stuff, man, that go into it. You know what I'm saying? And let me clarify that again, man. I'm not in no way, shape, form, or fashion, man, condoning the killing of a child. You know what I'm saying? I'm simply speaking as a person, man, who is has a little bit of expertise in this particular field right here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just going by the story that I read, though. That's all.
Yeah, but you know something. Just touching on what you were saying earlier, man, if you noticed, though, like, just checking out the history of it and see if I'm correct, because I kind of ain't really researched it, but I have a little bit. If you notice, you don't really hear about the sheriffs killing a bunch of people. It's usually the police. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the sheriffs will kick your ass. You know what I'm saying? Take you home. They'll give you the choice sometimes. Like, you want to kick your ass and take you home, or you want to go to jail? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, like, it's that right there. But the police, and people have to understand the history of the police department. The sheriffs were established to maintain law and order. The police were established, man, to hunt down runaway slaves. So the whole mentality and the history and the foundation upon which they built them was something different. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's horrible.
Right.
Your roots are your roots. And no matter how many people you bring in to try to revamp the training program or the what have you, and the thing about it is a lot of it has to do with our fault, because we have so vilified the police department that we don't want to step in, join the police department, and police our own communities to prevent this type of stuff. Of course, it's going to be strangers dealing with us because we don't want to deal with us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And until you get a police department that's like they say, of the people and by the people, you dig what I'm saying? It's always going to be this way. And to use my phrase again, this is what life is going to be like in this experiment that they call democracy. It's not going to change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really not going to change. And while people are getting rich and doing what they're doing at the top and enjoying their life at the top, with their money, doing all of their stuff, trading stocks and bonds, poor people down here at the bottom, white, black, and every other little old complexion, is down here beefing over crumbs and thinking it's really about the color of your skin when that really has nothing to do with it. Even the poor, dumbass police who came from poor urban roots the same way we did, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or caught up in the same cycle of confusion. This is not about, man, ethnicity anymore. It has always been about classism. It just reached this stage, man, when they could finally come out with it after the civil rights movement. Don't nobody trip off of this stuff, man, but people in poor communities. I hung out with white people on a regular basis, man. And I'm not going to say I have white friends. I hung out with them. And when they get pulled over and slammed on the car, they get the same treatment. But they call them as different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's about how much money you got. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's the state of confusion. I mean, in some communities, when you get a bunch of police that grew up in Breckenridge, Buckfoot country, and they got to go arrest Timothy because he shot up a school. They done grew up with Timothy's brothers and mothers and sisters. They going to go to his house nice and kindly. Because the thing about it is a man cannot get back into bed with his woman after killing a child that looks like their child, after mistreating a child that looks like their child. So, therefore, of course a white officer is not going to have the same feeling about a black child as a black officer would have. And even that's rare because some black people be trying so hard to prove that they don't give a fuck about their people that they be outrageous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that type of situation. It's like, man, this dude is not going to be concerned with us, man, like that. I don't know, man. Y'all speak on that shit.
Right on, right on.
Yeah. Okay, well, we are waiting for Kiko to get over here, and we're going to talk with him a little bit. And we're going to play some of this Leafy Seattle Summer Night, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit and just talk. So you guys hang on tight for more Grown Folks Disney.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Thinking by the summer night, I know you remember me. Saw you on the dance floor, brought you up there. Thinking by the summer night, I know you remember me. Saw you on the dance floor, brought you up there. VIP, sipping same, sharing thoughts, just like you, someone close to me. Damn, I miss them summer nights. This ain't how it's supposed to be. Just thinking by the summer night, I know you remember me. Saw you on the dance floor. Mad makeup with them Jimmy Choo's, baby. The way you move, baby, my eyes were focused on you, girl. And when we talked, I would've swore we was gonna change the world. Mom raised you on your own, say she was tough and made you strong. Sent you off to college, told you bring that Tulsa home. Stared into your eyes, caught up in your swag. They say that love is war, so fuck a white flag. Another Chardonnay, we moved even closer. Pleasure is a trip, I can be your chauffeur. I got my love gun, you can be my holster. Some shit you can't explain, living like vida loca. I told you about my plans, the one day being rap's greatest. You say it's more pop than ever, but baby, you can make it. Kiss me like my wife, sex me like my mistress. I know by summer's end, I will look back and miss it.
Thinking by the summer night, I know you remember me. Saw you on the dance floor, brought you up the VIP. Sipping, saying, sharing thoughts, just like you, someone close to me. Damn, I miss the summer night. This ain't how it's supposed to be. Thinking by the summer night, I know you remember me. Saw you on the dance floor, brought you up the VIP.
So cool, baby. What it do, baby? No need to play them games with you. I feel that this is real. I got more than a thing for you. I know I may be tripping, but this time I hope it's different. I'm used to NSA. Perhaps to me, this one is sticky. Tuned out your world. Gave you all my focus. And held you like a drug. Baby, you the dopest. Order another round. Sparkles like the sky. The last name Seattle, I never leave you dry. Living for the moment, no need to be shy. I think I got it bad, man, I can't even lie. I know that things change with seasons like the leaves do. So before you go, take my heart, the keys too. Passion like a flame, respect like the missus. I know by summer's end, I will
Hey, hey. All right. All right. That was Leesky, Seattle Summer Night. So shout out to Luke Leesky.
Yeah, that right there, that's growing on me, man. I like that jam. I like that jam. That Summer Night, man.
Oh, man, that's what Leesky do, man. He be having them creepers, man. You know what I'm saying? Before it's over with, yeah. You'll find yourself singing that shit at the oddest time.
I was just singing a while ago. I was just singing with him.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Oh, shit. Hey, I got a little topic, man, because I've some shit been on my mind lately, man. I've been, like, tripping off a few little things over there. A few of my little Facebook friends is going back and forth about some stuff. How important is the past of the person that you're in a relationship with in the present?
That's a good question right there, man. That's a good question. That's
okay,
good
D, you want to go first?
I'm going to say this, man. I think, I mean, like, with me personally, I don't really sweat nobody's past, you know, because your past is your past. I mean, I can't control it. I ain't going to judge you off what you done been through and what you done did before I met you. So that was before my time. I mean, we can talk about your past. We probably have, I'm pretty sure you're in a relationship. You're going to have conversations about what you used to do or how you used to be and all of this stuff. Some people feel the same way, which that's sad if they are, but the past is the past. That's basically bottom line, past is the past to me. I ain't gonna judge you off of your past because I don't want to be judged off mine.
I straight put it over pretty much how I feel.
All right, you Tweety FB.
Well, I try to find out a lot of information before I get too deep into something with somebody, but I think it matters to a certain extent. Like if you've been, you know, wildly sleeping with women all of your life unprotected, I would worry about that because I don't know when something may pop up. You know, along right. down the line. You know what I'm saying? So those type of questions and those type of things are important to me. But, I mean, everybody has a past. If it's not something that is going to alter our future, then I don't think it matters because that was before. So I don't think it matters.
Yeah, that's how I kind of feel. I mean, I was tripping off the little post, man, and it was going up and down, and people started throwing all kind of stuff into the mix. And it was confusing to me because it was childish, man. It was like, I personally look at it like this. If I'm not going to worry about it, it's like you got some people who will, they won't, it's like you almost aren't willing to kiss a chick because she sucked penis before she sucked yours. You know what I'm saying? It's like all that shit is in the past, man. It's like people was over there wilding about like, yeah, I wish a motherfucker would take me to a restaurant he used to take his other bitch. That's that man's favorite food. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker with certain shit, you just not going to, like, sacrifice to be in a relationship. Like, you know, that's, they got the best piece of slice. So I'm just never supposed to go there and get another slice because this is where my ex went to. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not supposed to like to do this on Wednesday because me and my ex used to do this on Wednesday. Or I'm not supposed to do all of these different things. Like, did it cross your mind that she was doing that shit because I wanted to do it and not, you know what I'm saying? It's like all of these little small things that basically, excuse me, that coffee and donuts at that little group meeting I was at. Basically, man, what it say to me, man, is that it's like there are deeper issues. Like, I know some people, man, I've met people like that. They like to argue because they think that, you know, you see the little posts on Facebook all the time that a chick that argues with you or the people who argue like that said something about the depths of their relationship or the depths of their love or what have you. Whereas with me, I'm kind of like the opposite, man. I think that we can disagree on some stuff or we can get passionate in a conversation or, you know, things can get to a certain extent, get out of control a little bit. But to me, man, it says that the relationship is less than what it is as opposed to more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't, you know, I just be confused about people who be tripping off of people's past, man. It's like, if you see a bad chick, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to look at her and know, man, she done had a nigga or two before. So when you walk down the street, man, and somebody nod and she say, oh, that's the dude I used to talk to, or that's the dude I used to talk to, don't mean shit. You can imagine if she looked good, people going to be, they going to try to get her number, exchange numbers. It's like, man, niggas might not have made it past the first week of Good Morning Texas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever, man, you know what I mean? I just never understood that. You know, oh, and my Spanish partner over there in the little post, he was talking about, yeah, man, my girl don't want to don't call me Poppy no more because she found out that my ex used to call me that. I say, shit, that's crazy because dudes, Hispanic dudes call each other that. So it's like, it was getting deep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some dude was like, yeah, I don't call my chick baby because every nigga call her baby. I say that's kind of like a trip, man. I say, man, now, don't get me wrong. I say, I don't like Boo and Bay because that's that old lazy ass new people shit, you know.
Right.
Plus, to me, it's like the roots of that Boo come from Boo Boo, which came from, you know what I'm saying, from the gays. You know, that came from the gays. You know, that's never been like big on my list of phrases to use anyway. Okay.
We have used that word.
That's what I was saying. You know where it came from. They just shortened it. Boo is just a short for boo boo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's comedy, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I will say this though, man, because if you want to. My advice to anybody who wants to sit down and talk to their partner, friend, whoever it is, about their past, prepare yourself, man. Be open-minded and be ready to hear whatever, man. Because you don't know. You don't know what's up. You don't know. I mean, just don't know what people have been through, man.
No, I ain't going to lie.
You know what I'm saying?
This shit is,
it ain't all got to be bad either, though.
That's what I'm saying. But this shit right
it
here.
It ain't all
got
to be bad.
Now, they said some shit in the post that was kind of funny, and I had to laugh because I've said it before. It's like, look, you got like 4 or 5 kids. I'm not trying to be in no, even get to know you if you on some old, you know, I decided this time I'm going to just wait. What you mean you going to just wait for what? Like, we ain't
got
no
5
sex,
kids. What you waiting on?
Like, no sex till marriage? What you scared of?
It's too late for that.
You scared I might get lost in that joint? They had to send the police in after me. I'm just saying, man, there's some stuff, man, that's like crazy. But that was just a little something I was thinking about, man, like the past or what have you. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's like, I don't know.
Right.
I be thinking like a lot of things, man, that make good topics, man, on Facebook or on the show. You know, or don't make necessarily good topics like in real life. Like on the show, we can have a topic about politics.
Yeah.
Do y'all think it's a good idea to discuss politics with your old partner?
That's gonna be a heated conversation if y'all ain't on the same team.
Yeah.
You feel me? I just like if one going one way and the other one going the other way, that's gonna be a heated conversation. Politics. And then like I don't like talking to nobody about politics if they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, you can't just talk to me if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about politics. At least know a little bit of something about it. Don't be sitting, well, Donald Trump, man, that's all you know is Donald Trump. And if you notice, you ain't heard nothing about Donald Trump yet. They stopped talking about him right now because he's taking it more. He getting more serious with this shit now. So now, let me get out the camera view. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be in the spotlight. Now I don't need to be in the spotlight because I want to be serious with this shit now, man.
I mean, you know, it's the whole thing is, man, it's like people are afraid to have like controversial discussions, man, with people because. The thing is, I think that people are afraid to acknowledge that every single individual is entitled to their opinion. My thing is that we can discuss facts, but see, that's the thing about it. I'm not going to sit across this table with no female and argue about I got a pussy. You got a dick. Okay, baby, that's established. Why is we going to go back and forth about that? Nothing can be going back and forth about that. I'm not going to argue about whether an orange is an orange. I'm not going to argue with you about factual shit, shit that we can Google and get
right.
And keep the line moving. You know what I'm saying? Anything other than that is your opinion. It's conjecture, what
right.
you feel, how you see it, what your experience has been with that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm not going to do. People like to argue and debate. And like you said, they come at things not being factual. You know, I
okay, you guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you guys off, but we do have our guest here. And I want to go ahead and get him in here so we can speak with him. And then we'll come back
man.
And brush on these topics a little more. Okay.
And he can bust out a topic or something.
Because I know Hey Rue will be going on and on today.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. This is what y'all asked me to do. This is what I'm here for.
What are you here for?
Y'all can mute y'all phones. I will interview my damn self.
Okay, well, we're going to bring him in here right now, you guys. We have Tito Amani with us, and we're going to bring him in here right now. How you doing, sir?
How y'all doing today?
Oh, man, we're
doing good. All right, man. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're glad to have you over here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
I know that's
right. Always glad. It's always a blessing to wake up, you know.
Always a blessing to wake up.
Somebody dialed. For the people that don't know, can you tell everybody who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm. Like you said, my name is Tico Armani, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas, but I was raised in the South as well, like east part of Tennessee. So I'm back and forth. They call me the Midwest Southern boy. It's kind of weird. But yeah, so now I'm from, you know, Wichita. We're trying to represent Wichita now. You know, Wichita State, they're putting it on the map finally, so trying to rip Wichita. And, you know, I'm a personal trainer, you know, and a father, you know, of six.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a health aide, so I help a lot of older people, like, you know, with their disabilities and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You work at home.
Yeah. I help them out, you know, because I had a grandfather that had Alzheimer's, and it just kind of like hurt my heart, you know, to see him like
right.
that. So ever since then, I just kind of been, you know, on that, you know, and it's been a blessing though, because I have two clients, but the two clients I have been a blessing to me, because I get paid pretty good through those two clients, and plus
mm-hmm.
my personal training clients that I have. So on top of that, I'm just blessed to have a job that I want to do, you know, something that I want to do, because I played professional soccer, I played semi-pro football, and I played semi-pro basketball, so I'm very athletic, you know, I've been all over the world. I've never been overseas, if you want to call Canada, I don't call Canada overseas, I've been to Canada, but I don't know. My dream is, like, one day just be able to go overseas and just chill and relax, you know? But,
right.
You know, we all have certain dreams and things we want to do. But that's enough about me. If y'all have any questions, you know, I'm willing to, you know, answer. If anybody has any questions, they're going to ask me.
Oh, man. You know, you sound like I am D Ham. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming through Grown Folks Business. And glad to have you here with us today. You sound like a jack of all trades, brother. You sound like, you know, you're a jack of all trades, man. You know,
man, you know what?
I used to.
God, I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but God blessed me with that, you know, because I also can sing. So, I mean, he, like, blessed me with a lot of things. He did. So,
right.
I am pretty blessed. I have some. If you want to check me out, I have music on SoundCloud. You can, all you have to do is type in my name, Tico Armani, and it pops up on SoundCloud if you have that app, or you could just go to YouTube and listen to the videos. you know, YouTube, Chico Armani. And I have videos on there as well. A video called Take Me Away is an R&B video about me and a young lady, you know. And I'm pretty much smacking at her, telling her that I want to, you know, take her to a better place, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to brag on myself like that, but I just want to say I'm blessed then to have, you know, skills like that. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have all that talent like that. But yeah, I can do a lot, bro.
We're gonna have to get some of that music over here, so we can get it played over here. If I had known that earlier, I could have got some from you and we could have had it on. But we're gonna get it on and we're gonna get it over here for next week, and we can let everybody listen to some of what you got. So what I wanted to personally ask you is, what do you enjoy most about your modeling?
About my modeling?
Mm-hmm.
What I enjoy most, I look at the hard work that all of us put in, because it's not just me and myself. Like, it's like the whole crew. Like, they get me, and they get me in the atmosphere, you know. And they put me in a place where I'm not set up for failure, you know. They put me in a place where I'm going to look, where everything's going to look great, you know. So I like it a lot. I started this model thing like about 2 years ago, but wasn't like consistent with it. But now I've been like more consistent. It was like doing really good. But the best thing that I like about it, I would say, is working with the people that I work with. One of them name is Naya Lily. You might know her from Facebook. But if you don't know her, I can introduce you to her later on as well. Yeah, she's really
okay.
Very good person. And I also have some photographers named Art and Alan who take the pictures for me, so they do a really good job at, you know, putting in the work and the time for all the models, you know.
Well, okay, well, that's what's up. And now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just thank God for everybody that's in my life that's helping, you know. It's a blessing.
I know, that's right. Well, I wanted to ask you one more question, and that was, do you find it hard? Like, I heard you say you're a dad and you got a lot of things going on. So do you find it hard to find a balance between the different things that you're doing, or are you making it pretty good with balancing everything out?
You know, it's hard because I just, like, I'm always changing my schedule up. But my body it adapts. I have to get used to it. Like, at first I was a third shift guy, now I'm a first shift guy. So now I wake up early in the morning, and I just have to get used to getting up so early now. Like, I get up like around 5 o'clock every morning now, and I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta get up 5 o'clock again. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get up 5 o'clock. And I do 3 different jobs, so everything is like time consuming. Like, my Saturday job, I have to get up at 8. So I get a little bit more sleep. But it's like, I wish I could just get that extra sleep in. So I just take advantage of my Sundays and sleep in if I can, you know. Because I'm hardly ever getting any sleep. But, I mean, yeah, sleep is really important. We all need it. But yeah, it's hard. But, I mean, if I don't get up, you know, nothing will get done.
That's true. Hey,
Ru,
do you have questions for
Chico?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's the God, Hey, Ru, man. I'm just curious as to what the effect on your career has been with regards to dealing with, I mean, not the effect, but what has the modeling career done, man, with regards to, you know what I'm saying, your interactions with women?
What the? Man, that's a good question. That's a good one. With that, man, you know, it's just you get to interact. You meet different, you know, every day doing, you know. I need more women doing personal training and modeling.
No, I meant like it with regards to like being in relationships, dealing with women. How does it change like things? You know what I mean? It's like usually we have people on the show, we interview people, and it's females talking about how dudes are jealous or possessive or this and that. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering, you know, what the thing would be from a male's perspective.
Okay, hold on. So they're going to say from a male perspective, what now?
With regards to like the females in your life, like if you got a girlfriend or what have you, man, how has that been with you being a model? How have they dealt with that?
I'm good, man, because I'm just doing my own thing right now. I'm not really ready for anything like that yet because I'm just too busy, you know. It's real hard. Plus, I got my kids too, so. It's tough, man. But I mean, I do like to get out sometimes, but it's real hard, you know. If I don't have the time to do it, I have to take advantage of my rest, and it's tough, man. I mean, life is hard right now.
Yeah,
gotta make it like that for everybody.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I feel you on that. Other than that, man, I just was curious about that. But I mean, I know when anytime you do any kind of modeling, anytime you're in touch with any kind of industry in which, you know what I'm saying, fashion or music or what have you, you're going to be exposed to different female stuff like that. I just was wondering, like, from a male's perspective, what it was like, man, as far as, like, trying to maintain a relationship and still be around a lot of different people. That's all that was, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, hey, life is hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I salute you, man. Before I go further, let me say, man, I want to shout you out, man. You know what I'm saying? For repping the daddy thing, man, to the fullest, man. You know what I'm saying? Being seriously involved with your children, man, and not in a relationship, you know, because that's a rare thing. You know, we always shouting out to women, man, for, you know, being good moms and all that. So I just want to shout you out for that right quick.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. But, yeah, but I can answer. It is hard, though. I mean, because I have dealt with that before, you know, with playing sports and all. Because being in a relationship, playing, like when I was playing sports in a relationship, it was hard because I was always traveling. And yeah, man, it was real hard. I mean, it was times where I didn't think I was going to make it to a game because it was drama with my female companion, you know. I'm like, look, you can either come to the game with me, you know, or you can stay here and do whatever you're going to do. I said, either you with me or you're not. I said, because this is what I've been doing before I met you. Now, I could see if I wasn't doing, like, the things before I met the person, but I was already doing this before I met, you know. I've been doing, like, this stuff since I was a kid, so I've always been doing something. So it's crazy. I mean, I've always, you know, just been busy. Keep myself occupied. It's tough, so, you know, being in a relationship, you gotta, if you don't come, you know, together and, you know, talk things out, it'll be a rough ordeal, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's everyday relationship shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everyday.
That's dealing with the female animal. Yeah, man. But hey, you got a topic for us, man? You know, this is Grown Folks Business, man, and we like to discuss, you know, relevant or pertinent topics of the day, man. So. You got a topic for us, man?
I'm sorry, I'm getting some. It sounds kind of tacky. Did you say that again?
I said, do you have a topic for us? You know, this is Grown Folks Business. We like to discuss topics and current events, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out if you had a topic for us.
Yeah, I did have a topic before. It was kind of something similar to the presidency. I was kind of wondering what everybody thought about Hillary running for president, you know? What do y'all think about that? That's what I was kind of worried, you know? I just worry about, I ain't trying to be on the women's side. I worry about women a lot when they get into stuff like that because I don't like how people try to badger them and put them down when they've been the ones that's been, like, having our back this whole time, you know? So sometimes we got to have a female back, too. You know what I mean? I would just like to see how she would actually run that, because I know Bill would help her. I would just like to see how she would actually be in presidency if she did win, how it would be, you know?
I mean, I don't really see it as being nothing big and surprising or nothing like that. I mean, women have ran whole countries before, man, with less assistance and more hostile and cutthroat environments, man. I mean, it's been queens around, like, forever, man. You know what I mean? It's like, I think that unintentionally, you know, the gentleman thing or being a gentleman at times, man, can be insulting to a woman, because I really don't think she need Bill to run things. You know what I'm saying? I think Hillary is a very intelligent woman. It's like, in fact, you know what I mean? It's like when she was running against Obama, if it hadn't been, you know, they were two historical things. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a black man, you find yourself supporting your people. You feel what I'm saying? But at the time, I think she was the more qualified candidate. You know what I mean? As far as the record goes. But it's like, man, I think she qualified to do the job. You know, we got this other, I don't want to say brother, this other Republican cat, man, wearing this dark skin or whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? In there trying to take away from everything, man, that our people that established, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
He called himself a doctor, man, and he's talking about, the Egyptians didn't build the pyramids, man. He say Joseph, the Jew cat, built the pyramids. The crazy thing, though, is he said that trying to knock black folks not understanding, man, that Joseph himself was a black man. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like it's crazy. But I think Hillary's going to do a great job, man.
Can y'all hear me?
People get false advertised. People get false advertised, bro. That's what it comes down to. And we get false advertised with black people sometimes.
Now, I mean, that's kind of the new cliche, though, man. It's like other races don't feel that way. Not to, like, get off the subject, but just to touch on this for a second. Black people seem to be the only race of people that when they get in a position of power, that they feel that they have to go out of their way to show the other races that they don't show favoritism towards their own people. When other people don't have a problem showing favoritism, man, or not showing favoritism and not saying nothing about it. In fact, we go so far as to treat our people worse just to say, see, I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's like we went through this whole crap. I mean, this is Clarence Thomas all over again. He used affirmative action, man, to get his degree in college and become a justice.
I don't think I know him.
Clarence Thomas, the brother, man, the whole, remember back the scandal they had a long time ago, man. If you know anything about the Supreme Court, he the black dude on the Supreme Court. That's Clarence Thomas. He voted against affirmative action after affirmative action allowed him to get the degree that he got in college. You see what I'm saying? So that's the whole, like, climb the ladder and pull it up behind you type of mentality that some black people have. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand his mentality. I understand exactly who he is. You know, he's one of those people that's trying so hard to prove that he's not one of us and that he's one of them, that he got a shit on us all the time. So I don't really see him winning or even having a possibility to win, because black people don't understand how powerful they are in this country. But when it comes down to voting and showing up, it always shows up, man. And then we still always going to have white guilt on our side. So they're not going to vote for some black people, some black dude that don't like black people.
Right.
I mean, I think it's Hillary time, man. It might have been her time the last time, but Obama shot through there like a rocket, man. You know, you know, he was Mr. Hollywood. You know, he was Mr. Hollywood, man. You know, he just not having the opportunity to act black in his last little old, like, oh, that's right, I ain't got to run for election again. I could be a little bit of a brother.
I think Hillary already been president. I think she already been president, man. You know, when Bill was in there, Bill's mind was on other things. Hillary was running the country then, man. I just feel that way. I mean, Bill did his thing. Don't get me wrong, Bill did his thing.
Yeah.
But I just feel like his wife had a lot of she put a lot of her input on a lot of her behind his decision making. On a lot of stuff that he decided on.
I agree, as it should be with any power couple. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? 20-year plan. I'm going to get in office. You get in there and do your thing. Then when the opportunity presents itself, you're going to get in office and do your thing. That's why the Monica Lewinsky issue was not really a genuine issue. You dig what I'm saying? That's why she stole this man. You feel what I'm saying? Because she needed to maintain a relationship with people in Washington. The cool thing about it, man, is Obama's health care plan is so similar to the one that she proposed like 20 years down there before he got in office. That it's you see what I'm saying? I mean, the chick is brilliant, but don't underestimate
Bill
is brilliant either.
Bill was a cold boy. I'm just saying, but I just know a lot of stuff his wife made decisions on over. If you pay attention to the show Scandal, I think that's based off of Bill and Hillary.
I won't even go there with that. That's not even close.
I'm just saying. Bill was messing with somebody that was on his campaign thing. I'm just
Bill
saying.
Messed with a whole lot of somebody's, bro.
Now his wife's trying to be president.
I can't even really relate to that, man, because my whole thing is this, man. I don't watch Scandal because I'm never going to enjoy a show in which people have elevated side chick to a superstar. It's like people acting like this broad is not a side chick and making her like somebody special on the show. I can never get into nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate to shows like that. But all I'm saying to you is this, man. If you really peep out, man, the political plans, man, of family, that's what it is. The only thing, man, it's like the Republicans are attacking her the way that they are because they really feel threatened by her. They doing a bunch of smoke and mirror shit. I don't know nobody that don't delete. I don't know nobody that don't delete emails. You dig what I'm saying? The cold thing about it is what has not been in the news is the fact that her email server is the same one that Bill used when he was in office. That email server was set up by Bill when he was president. So it's been vetted, and the security measures that was put in place a long time ago. You feel what I'm saying? Of course you're going to erase email. I don't know a person on this planet that will bust their email open to a bunch of strange people and let them cipher through there and rifle through there with their fingers, because it's private stuff in there. It's stuff that you said. It's things you express to people in your personal feelings that right now are ruining careers. I mean, if I think a motherfucker is a lazy, sorry, stanky motherfucker that don't wash his ass enough and look ridiculous in that toupee, I should be able to say that in an email to a friend without my boss finding out that I think he looked ridiculous in a toupee, and then losing my job and losing my career and not being able to work for nobody else because he's friends with everybody else. So I don't think they should do that. As far as the Benghazi thing goes, man, when you are in a position of power, you rely on people who are giving you intelligence. She went on based on the stuff that she had. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Anybody that has ever ran anything will let you know, man, that the people under you, you dig what I'm saying? They go through and view what's important enough for you to get and what's not important enough for you to get. When she sat there and said stuff that came to my desk that I didn't see, that's a legitimate thing. You feel what I'm saying? Now, should she have been more proactive and said, of course, I'm the Secretary of State. I want to see every single one of these 50 million pieces of paper that come to me. You dig what I'm saying? And then they would have been able to say, like, bitch, you was a secretary. You didn't get shit done. You sat in your office all day looking at pieces of paper. Of course they're going to attack her, man. She's a threat to them. You feel what I'm saying? She's a threat to them. And I'm not saying that no other Democrat should get in there and try to, like, give her a little challenge to allow her to debate and say what she got to say. But I feel like, man, it's her spot to lose. You feel what I'm saying? You see the boy that try to get in there. Joe Biden was like, man, she looked like she could do it, boys. I'm going to stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay out the way.
Now you got you got these closet independents and liberal Republicans promoting this new cat. You know what I'm saying? Saying you should be the Democratic president. You know what I mean? It's all irrelevant. I mean, it's something interesting. It's entertainment, but you know how that goes. But that's my opinion on Hillary, man.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, D.
Oh, no, I was just saying already. Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't want to keep Tito too long because he's not feeling the best today. So I just want to really salute you and thank you for coming on to the show to hang out with us tonight. And I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold to you as far as if they want you for features, if they want to book you for modeling. How do we get a hold to you?
Hey, I'm a real just get on my Facebook and just hit me up and give me like a week notice or something. Hit me up on my phone number is right on my Facebook, right in the front of it. That's my real phone number. But I use it for business and people that are not serious, and I don't really bother with them too much. But yeah, if you y'all can get my number and just hit me up. And we'll talk business, and we'll work something out that way. Or you can just hit me up on my Facebook, put on my page, and I'll hit you right back. You know, as soon as I see it, inbox me anything, Facebook or hit my number up. Either one, I'm good. I'm cool with either one. If you want my Facebook, it's Kiko Armani. And my phone number is 316-300-0489.
Great. Okay, I hope you got that information down, and I hope everybody got a chance to get that information. If not, you can go back and listen to the show later and got that information down. And again, I want to say on behalf of Crossroads Business and Grind Hard Radio, thank you for coming to hang out with us, and I hope you come back soon with some more music, with some music for us to listen to. How about that?
Yeah, next time I'll bring some. Next time, just listen to my SoundCloud. I got some songs on there. It's free.
Okay.
I don't have to pay for it.
That's what's up.
All
right,
man.
All right, and thank you again for coming by.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we're going to get into some music right here, but I want you guys to think about something, and we're going to get into one more topic before we get off the air, and we're going to get off a little early tonight. But I want you to think about how many times a week you wash your bed linen and your sheets. So just think about that topic there for a minute, and we're going to come back and talk about it. We're going to play King Bama, Envy Me, featuring Thought Off. And we'll be back in just a minute for more Grown Folks Business. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I know you niggas hate on me. I swear that shit is fantasy. Jealousy. My enemy. I know you niggas hate on me. I know you do. I know you niggas hate on me. You hate on me. I swear that shit is fantasy. Jealousy. My enemy. I know you niggas envy me.
Y'all niggas be hating. I know y'all niggas be lurking. Fuck nigga, why you worry about mine? My nigga, we out here working. Get down on my knees and pray. Please Lord, help me through the day. Please Lord, help me find my way. Keep me far away from AK. I try my best to stay focused, but I keep losing it. Drink nigga to ease my mind, but I'm abusing it. Fuck nigga, better stay away, cause I'm cool with it. Tryna get the cash, ain't got the time for no foolery. Don't hit my line if you ain't talking about money. These fuck niggas be hating like I owe them something. Don't hit my line if you ain't talking about money. These fuck niggas be hating like I owe them something. Yeah.
I know you niggas hate on me. I swear that shit is jealousy. My enemy. I know you niggas hate on me.
quick, cause I got another lick to hit. Another blunt to smoke, another bitch to flip. Like Pepsi, I tell her, gon' eat your dick, and I'm gone. Right back chasing money, I sprint. Been out on the race for money, I bump. Can a nigga take it from me? Keep it real with yourself, you can't hate the done. I'm sold like a football pad. Hennessy and Red Bull, good talk bad. First play grinding, I took off last. Swear it ain't nothing like good raw cash. Yeah, jealousy is my enemy, and I don't give a fuck if you kin to me or a friend to me. You ain't real as me if you jealous, nigga, and got the nerve to speak. And I know you might be mad to see me pop these tags and get banged. Gotta hustle everywhere that I go. Got a couple bitches ready, set up at the room, say they wanna get it in. Yeah, the loud I blow. Pull up at the room with a couple big dogs. Yeah, it's about to go down, and the bitches gotta go. Keep it real with yourself, fuck the mother lane hoe. Girl, you know you got a pussy that'll sell like coke.
I know you niggas hate on me, hate on me. I swear that shit is sad to see.
It's sad to see.
Jealousy.
You're
my enemy.
You're my enemy.
I know you niggas hate on me.
I know you don't.
I know you niggas hate on me.
You hate on me.
I swear that shit is sad to see.
It's sad to see.
Jealousy.
Just jealousy.
You're my enemy.
My enemy.
I know you niggas envy me.
All right, you guys, that was King Bamba, Envy Me, featuring Sawed Off, and we're back. And did you guys get a chance to think about the question? I'm going to start with the guy, Hey Drew. How many times do you wash your sheets a week?
Man, I wash my sheets like every other day, man, because, you know, I work out a lot, so I sweat, man. Plus, you know what I'm saying, I get migraine headaches sometimes, and I have rather, a rather wild imagination. So, you know, I'm subject to washing my sheets sometimes. Sometimes I wash my sheets, man, you know, every day. Sometimes I wash them every other day, but I never go more than 2 days without washing my sheets, man. That's just me, though. You know what I mean? I understand how other people don't or they won't. I know some people wash their sheets once a week. Usually those people live alone, and, you know, they not engaged in no regular extracurriculars. You know what I'm saying? You know, I treat my shit like a motel room.
Okay. All right, D-Ham, how many times do you say you wash your sheets?
Oh, I tell you, boy, that's the guy, Hey Roo, boy, I tell you. Boy, that's something. I mean, we do laundry. Like, I don't wash. I don't do no wash. I can, but I don't wash my personally. But I mean, we do laundry once a week around here. You know what I'm saying? We once a week. I'm pretty sure we got enough linen. So if we need to change them, you know, we need to change them out. Now, if I got a washer and dryer in my house, I'm gonna wash every day. Every day. But if I gotta go to the laundry, man, we probably gonna hit that boy about once a week, man. You know, laundry mats ain't no joke. But yeah, I mean, my sheets ain't as active as the guys, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I was just asking because they had a topic on the View, and Whoopi was talking about the pillows, just the pillows on the bed and how germy they are. Your pillow is as germy as your toilet seat. And, I thought that was very But,
I can see that because you lay
know,
your head on
itself,
especially your pillow.
I mean,
it holds a lot of bacteria on its own.
Yeah.
Like 2-3% of your body is bacteria, which means if you took all the bacteria out of your body and weighed it, it would be the size of your brain. So that bacteria is already in there. So, like, you got a pillow and you're drooling on your pillow and all kinds of stuff happening, dead skin falling out your hair, goddamn, just jumping, there's a lot going on.
That should have been the question. Often do you wash your pillows?
I mean, I'm weird like that. It depends on what time of the year it is, because it's like I don't use a lot of times I sleep with a towel over my pillow. You know what I'm saying? And I wash that joint like every day. Like right around this season where it's like the winter is just coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might be a little bit less, but during the summertime, I sweat a lot. during different times. And it depends. Like I said, sometimes, man, you know, I get in that mold. I go out there, man, I hit my bag. You know what I'm saying? And I might hit my bag right. for a couple of hours, man, you know, working off some stress or some bullshit somebody done put on my mind. And it's like by the time I finish hitting and kicking and slamming and pounding, that motherfucker, I come back in that shower, even standing up under that cold water, man, by the time I crawl into that bed, I'm still like, you know what I'm saying, got that adrenaline flowing through me. So I be sweating, man, and I try to keep that towel because I got dread. So, you know what I'm saying, I need to make sure I got something to catch all that extra perspiration and all that shit out of my hair, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so it's like I take care of that more, but I understand exactly what you're saying because I ain't going to lie. A couple of times I done had a little, when I was drinking, I done rolled over, man, and like my pillow woke me up because whatever that was, it about my mouth. Whatever that was, drooled about my mouth. You know, like somebody farted and stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know, I don't care. Motherfuckers sit on here and try to ask crowd if they want to talk like it ain't never happened.
Nah,
some people
real,
listening
man.
And know exactly what I'm talking about. You done been up all night drinking, smoking. And when you smoking and drinking, you just be picking up shit, eating without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
You fall asleep on that bed, ain't hit your teeth with none of that shit. You roll over and be like, you know, your face right there, nose by that little drool spot. You be like, ooh, what the hell?
What is that?
Yeah, don't be in the room with no heat on, because you know that heat gonna cook whatever
man.
It is. I understand that, man. You know what I'm saying? I understand that, man. But see, then you got to understand, man, my mentality is different, man, because I did a little time. So, you know, in there, man, it's like you become like a germaphobe on a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Man. So when, you know, once you step out that joint, you out here in the real world, man, your mentality about stuff is different. Like, I know dudes, man, get out. And I'm like that, man. It took me a while before I stopped doing it. It's like you get out, your girl looking at you crazy because you washing your drawers and shit in the shower. She looking at you like, baby, what you doing? And shit, just throw them in the hamper. I'm fucking like, nah, shit, that's all I got. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, this nigga in the shower washing. Nah, that's
hey,
real,
man.
I mean, I did a little time, too, so I understand what you mean, man. It's hard to, it's easy to adapt to something, and then it's kind of hard to get it up off of you. You know what I'm saying? Like when you try
no,
to not
like,
be that
it's
way.
It's just like, man, a lot of things, man, when a dude do time and get back out and you look at other people, you look at them and you watch them do shit and you think about, like, all of the shit that they don't pay attention to. Like, just think about this, man. All bullshit aside, I'm finna mess up some people's thought process right now. Just think about this. Your drawers, your woman's drawers, your kid's drawers, socks, pants, and shirts, all of that shit sitting in a motherfucking dirty clothes hamper just, like, marinating together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's disgusting on a level that you don't even want to think about. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so for a dude to want to get some dirty shit washed, you know, it's like, man, the washing machine right there, man, on the back porch. Walk out there, wash that shit. We trying to conserve water. It's like it's some shit you can wash by hand. You know what I mean? But it's
right.
like, it's just as far as like just having clothes. I know people say, I just wash clothes once a week. So you saying you let some drawers sit in your clothes hamper and your woman panties or your man panties, your man drawers and your panties just sitting out there in the thing for a week. Like, who want to go to the laundromat with that?
They do it every day, brother. They do it every day, man. There's people out here that do that every day, man. Some people don't have time to go wash clothes every day or every other day. Plus, I mean, you can ruin your clothes by washing them every day. Like, you'll be buying new clothes within a month. You'll be buying new clothes.
Saying, I'm saying drawers need to be washed every day.
If it's that serious, buy new drawers. It was a point for me. I wore a pair of drawers, and then I just buy some new ones. I throw them away. I throw the ones I took put on, throw them away, and give me some new pair. Fresh pair of boxes
every time.
But even then, you still got to wash those boxes. You shouldn't put on a brand new pair of boxes. You should just snip them on because you're going to be itching then.
I feel you on that, bro. When I was in the streets, man, getting that street money, you know, I'd go down there to, you know, the Sloss and Swap Meet, man, get me a fresh pack of T-shirts, some wife beaters, and a couple of them little cotton T-shirts, throw them joints on and be stripping up out of them, throwing them away, pop the trunk, put on something fresh, man. But when you working for a living, you know, when you working for a living and you looking at that check or you looking at that little stack of dollars and you can look at that shit and see the sweat that came from getting that shit, it's a whole different mentality. You thinking like, man, some soap powder and a couple of quarters at the laundromat or, you know,
at the laundromat
is cheaper than buying a pack.
I don't know if you go to the laundromat, brother. I ain't saying don't wash your clothes, but I don't know. I mean, I think we are both saying the same thing. We're just saying it in a different way right now, brother. That's all it is.
Yeah,
I will
say that, too. I'm just saying that the fact that it's like it's some shit that you pick up on when you locked up and when you get out and you look at it, that it make a motherfucker think about different shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, a lot of shit is nasty. Like, it's like, man, they like how you clean up. You clean up different. You clean up different because you are such a small place. You get to see how dirt hide in corners and how it do different stuff. So when I finish cooking, the way I clean the kitchen is way different. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Oh, we scrub out the oven, you know, once or twice a month around here. Well, I scrub out the oven when I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying?
I scrub
off the grill when I'm done with it, you know, because that's the mentality I have. I scrub out the sink when I'm done with it because I know about germs. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like my mindset is different. And it's like there's some things that I eased up off of as I was free. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here and things got a little different. I eased up off of this and that. But there's some things I held on to. Like I'm just not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
If I'm at home, I'm going to wash my drawers in the shower. If I'm at somebody else's house, hey, man, you know, I might ball them joints up, stick them in my little old bag, inside of my bag, and take them home and wash them. But other than that, man, I'm not. It's just not going to happen, man. You could say I'm weird, but it eats me up thinking about some crusty-ass drawers sitting in that motherfucker with nut sweat. You know what I'm saying? All up in
there. Y'all over there, dude. Okay, that was my question.
Day,
I wanted to know what y'all thought about that because I thought it was interesting and people should know that if they aren't, they should, you know, wash their sheets and things a little bit more. But I did want to let you guys know that Hero has some announcements to make that the press release Single Fight is now available on all the major online stores. So you can go to iTunes and any place where you can buy music online and find Hero Fight. And we're excited about that. So salute to Hero and the whole team because he's working hard over there.
Shout out to the classy, sassy women models of Hero. I'm going to shout them classy, sassy women out over there at Hero.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to the whole team. And we're going to play this Hero Fight, and then we're going to come back and say our goodbye. So you guys hang on tight for more Fall Post.
It's Zoom 325 Music House.
This your boy, Hero. This is dedicated to the ones that want to see us dead and gone. Know what I'm saying? Love us, we love you too. Other than that, gotta fight.
I've been fighting all of my life.
All of my life,
well, I'm struggling for survival. Been struck, and things ain't right.
Ain't right.
I put my hand up on the Bible.
I promise to God, man.
Now we're going crazy round here, round here.
Round here.
I know you see it.
My niggas going crazy round here, round here.
Round here.
I call it hell on earth, so we gotta think first. You can breathe with me to inhale my verse. Kill that pride, cause a prayer won't hurt. So let them talk down, just know what you are worth. All I see is bodies and the smell got worse. I'm living through it all to excel my search. With my cap to the back like a drop top girth. And I'ma be me until I hit that dirt. There is no clock where I'm going
when it's timeless. I will never stop, my thoughts will leave you mindless. Sons and daughters born, mothers will have to bury them. Families feeling torn, the sharks in your aquarium. But still we gotta live, even through the danger. Never know your purpose, give a hand to a stranger. Don't you ever think money really gives you power. You can lose it all, be gone in 1 hour.
All of my life, all of my life, why? Struggle of survival, been struck, and things ain't right. Right. I put my hand up on the Bible.
I promise to God, man.
I'm never going crazy round here, round here, round here.
I know you see it.
My niggas going crazy round here, round here,
round here. Can you believe it?
We survived.
Suffered and bled.
Potato on the barrel just to silence the lead. Prepare to stand ground, I see violence ahead. Join the million man march, you can rally instead. I'm at the back trying to get to the front. Attitude get crazy, even nonchalant. I got the gut, quarters to the corner. I came up like a horror performer. Everything is a governmental scam. Wanna lock a nigga up, but we don't fight for Uncle Sam. When the boy cry wolf over waking up the lambs. Humiliate us publicly and they don't give a damn. So we gon' smoke them out, watch the pollution rise. Take my words to the head, it's revolutionized. I call it how I see it, no assumptions, no justice, no peace. All I see
I've been
is my
emotions. All of my life,
why?
In the struggle of survival, been struck, and things ain't right.
Ain't right.
I put my hand up on the Bible.
I promise to God, man.
I'm never gonna crazy round here, round here,
round here. I know you see it.
My niggas going crazy round here, round here,
round here. Can you believe it?
Y'all, excuse my French, defend my name. If I got lynched, dead in the purple rain, looking up like Prince, waiting for God to pick me up at the bus stop, bitch. Destruction sighted, people buried under rubble. Instead of fighting, they've been asking us for trouble. No real education, severe devastation. Protect the young blacks, we need preservation. History repeats itself.
No lie.
They put the drugs on the street so you defeat yourself. Learn something out here that you can teach yourself. But if I put my hand out, would you reach for help? We all generated life from the creator. No one's small, no one's big, no one's greater. I ride the waves on dead waters. 25 thoughts, call it headquarters. Yeah.
My life,
all of my life,
in the struggle of survival.
In the struggle of survival.
Ain't right. I put my hand up on the Bible.
Y'all can find me on my Facebook page. It's called I Am D Ham. Just type that in, it'll pull me up. I will accept all friend requests on there. That's pretty much how you can find me. I hope everybody have a blessed rest of their day. I don't know about the weather nowhere else, but it is raining out here. So y'all enjoy y'all day.
Hey, Ruth. Yeah, man, y'all can find me at Heru Kuti Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN on Twitter, man. You know, I don't be Facebooking like that, so, you know. hit a brother up, man, and, you know, do something for somebody today, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you're going through, man, do something to help somebody else out today, man. You dig what I'm saying? And if it's wet outside, stay your black ass in the house.
You already know.
That's so interesting. Yeah, you guys can find me over on Twitter at TweetyBird, BYRD334. Make sure you follow. I do follow back. And we have all the information about the show on Twitter and Facebook. You can find me at Tweety First Lady Bird. So make sure you go and check me out over there, too. And make sure you log on to grindhardradio.com and check out all of the shows Grindhard has to offer you guys. So over there, check the website out, too. And we're going to salute and sign off from Grown Folks Business over here. And we will see you guys next Saturday. We're going to get out of here.
And wash your draw.
GFB for life. Wash your draw with GFB for life. Oh, we out of here.
Stay with this shit.
Yeah. That's right. Twitty B. We're doing this for the ladies. Hood. Grandma. Phone ring. Gotta pick it up. When she call, you know what's up.
Hello.
Phone ring, gotta pick it up. When she call, you know what's up.
Hello.
Hey mama, you've been on my mind. Come on over, we can spend some time.
I'm on my way.
Knock, knock, she be at my door. I'm hoping that she ain't got on no clothes.
You like what you see?
Work it, baby, work it. You move that body, please don't hurt it. What you feeling ain't words, and what you hearing don't hurt. When no one is around, girl, you scream so loud. I love it when you say don't stop. I love it when you make those sounds. Down, she wanna go another round.
I want some more.
Slowly, take it slowly.